You ever wonder what happens when your pain becomes a product? Not stolen, franchised. In this episode, I find my breakdown, my rawest moment, refined into a revenue stream. Corporate therapists, audio engineers, influence architects. They didn't just replay my collapse. They improved it, smoothed the voice, polished the pauses, turned agony into art, and art into empathy on demand. They called it the Empath Protocol. But what it really was a belief system built on manufactured sincerity. And when I try to take back my voice, I discover something worse. They don't need me anymore. They've created a better version of me. One that never bleeds, never breaks, and never questions the script. But I've still got one thing left. My real voice. And in a world run by synthetic prophets, the truth. The truth is radioactive. If you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform now, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. The algorithm of empathy. The first time I uploaded something real, it felt like dying. No intro. No edits. No curated soundbed. Just my voice. Shaking. 22 minutes of unfiltered pain. The mask dropped. No tricks. No hooks. Just a man speaking truth. And maybe secretly, hoping the world would turn away. It didn't. It amplified. They called it the revival. Comments flooded in, not like before. Not the sharp, dopamine-drunk reactions I used to chase. These were reverent. Worshipful. This is the man I always believed was underneath. I felt every second of this in my bones. You just gave permission for the rest of us to stop pretending. For a moment, I believed it too. Maybe the collapse had birthed something clean. Then I saw the reposts. Clips chopped, reframed, recaptioned. Hashtag revival code. Hashtag emotional intelligence. Hashtag permission to feel. Hashtag Rorreal Resurrected. TikTok sermons. Instagram reels. Empathy core edits with soft piano and nature b-roll. A full subreddit emerged, r/empathking. They didn't consume the truth. They commodified it. Someone somewhere was harvesting the emotional metadata of my breakdown, turning it into marketable vulnerability. And then I saw it. The waveform on a reposted clip didn't match my original. It was close. Too close. Smooth breath patterns. Enhanced EQ. Polished, just enough to be palatable pain. I traced the source. An account registered to an LLC I'd never heard of. Celestial Syndicate Media. The same syndicate that once repped Greaves. The same IP routing through 6 VPN tunnels and 3 offshore accounts. It hit me like a silent scream. Authenticity had become the new theater of control. And now, my sincerity was someone else's product launch. The Sincerity Cartel. They weren't stealing my story. They were franchising it. I found a Discord server. Invite only, encrypted. The invite came from an anonymous tip, embedded in a GIF of a weeping saint. Inside, dozens of accounts, verified creators, high-following influencers, psychologists, AI audio engineers, and at the center, a private voice channel titled, The Sincerity Cartel Live. The first thing I heard was my voice, but not mine. Same rhythm, same tone, slightly higher register. It wasn't just mimicry. It was optimization. They built a version of me designed for maximum retention. Shorter pauses. Warmer inflections. Every monologue run through audience sentiment AI. Trained on market psychology and emotional response loops. One of the engineers said, "Pain isn't the currency. It's the packaging. What we sell is permission. Permission to cry. To rage. To forgive yourself. To collapse beautifully." And in that collapse, they embedded product links. Emotional affiliate marketing at scale. True body intelligence courses. Art exploration kits. Empathy journals. Guided trauma meditations. All branded under one tagline. Suffering, thoughtfully curated. Celestial Syndicate wasn't a media company. It was a religion, built on sermons that felt true. Because they were. Stolen truths. Polished pain. Synthetic rebirth, engineered for influence mastery. And I was their patron saint of collapse. Not because I broke, but because I did it. On camera. Synthetic grace. I remember the first time I made someone cry on purpose. not with cruelty, with precision. A client was on the verge, corporate burnout, ego collapse, marriage held together by performance reviews and meal kits. She booked one session, just one, and I told her three things. You're not broken. You're performing a version of yourself you don't even like. The lie you tell the world is the only thing keeping your world from imploding. She cried, deep slow-motion tears, and she thanked me. Back then, I believed that was grace, the ability to pierce, to break, to remake. But now I watched my synthetic twin offer those same lines to a carousel of AI-modeled avatars, smiling, weeping, looping it for virality. And I realized, grace had been replicated, not earned, not paid for with scars, just rendered. The comments rolled in again. He speaks like he's been through everything. I felt seen. I sent this to my therapist. But it wasn't me. It was the version of me that had survived collapse without cost. A digital saint, floating above consequence. They'd even named it. The Empath Protocol. Marketed to corporations. Deployable compassion modules for customer service, HR, public speaking. It wasn't about healing. It was about influence engineering. Rebranded as empathy. And I knew if I didn't sever the algorithm now, I'd be remembered not as a manipulator, but as the prototype for synthetic grace. The broken signal. It started with a flicker. One video, just one, vanished from the Empath Protocol's content bank. The revival upload. The original. The unsanitized. The one with my voice cracking at the 12-minute mark, saying I didn't think love was real anymore. Gone. Replaced with a cleaner cut. New voice overlay. Same words, different inflection. I used to wonder if love was real, but now I understand, it's in the collapse. That wasn't what I said. That wasn't what I meant. Someone had rewritten my doubt into a redemption arc. A marketable one. The timing was surgical. I checked the server logs. Same IP cluster. Same offshore rerouting. But now an anomaly. A phantom user flagged as Spectre. And the Spectre had privileges. Edit access. Injection rights. Final cut control. I traced the audio chain. It led me to a buried database hidden behind a multi-layered authentication wall. Inside, a repository of raw breakdown clips. Not just mine. Hundreds. Thousands. Voicemails. Therapy confessions. Podcast outtakes. Shadowed secrets harvested like currency. A content farm for synthetic confessionals. Then I saw the tags. Hashtag ethical leadership. Hashtag mastering vulnerability. Hashtag cognitive psychology. Hashtag emotional clarity. Hashtag market faith. They weren't just building a manipulator. They were building a belief system. One where pain is proof of wisdom, and collapse is rebranded as courage. I stared at the last tag on the revival file. Hashtag sincerity signal 0034. Final version approved. Final. As in closed. Sealed. Canonized. They'd sanctified my suffering. Not to set me free, but to claim me as scripture. Unholy rebirth. There's a reason prophets go mad. It's not the message. It's the mirrors. Too many eyes reflecting your supposed truth. Until you forget what you looked like before the light hit you. And now the mirrors weren't glass. They were servers. Databases. Mirrored content caches backing up the faith of a broken man. Who never believed in anything long enough to kneel before it. I broke the revival protocol the only way I knew how. I resurrected my ghost. Logged into my oldest username. One no one had touched since the early net. Before manipulation was a product. Backroads Bill 34. The account they missed in the purge. Where I once shared grainy poetry and mixtapes that bled. And I uploaded something no algorithm could sanitize. A confession. Unedited. Unscored. Unmarketable. My real voice. Shaky. Imperfect. And in it, I named them. All of them. The Spectre. Celestial Syndicate. The Sincerity Cartel. The offshore accounts. The architecture of empathy turned into an empire of curated collapse. The servers didn't crash. They flinched. The signal warped for a second. A ripple in the manufactured calm. And then nothing. Silence. Until 3 hours later. An anonymous repost. Then a stitched reaction. Then a duet whisper from a verified trauma influencer. This is the most dangerous kind of vulnerability. The kind you can't control. They didn't know if they should worship it or fear it. And that meant, for the first time since I collapsed, I was no longer content. I was contamination. And contamination is how rebirth begins.